Barry Shaw. He's the Senior Associate of Public Diplomacy at the Israel Institute of Strategic Studies. He joins us now from Israel. And we want to find out from him, why do Jews have an issue with Jeremy Corbyn? Good afternoon, Barry. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to speak to you. Barry, why do Jews have an issue with Jeremy Corbyn? Are we just picky?
Well, no, it's not with me you have an issue with. It's the whole of the British Jewry and a great deal of people here in Israel. Putting it quite simply and quite bluntly, Jeremy Corbyn is likely to become the next Prime Minister of Great Britain. And Jeremy Corbyn represents a threat, not only to British Jewry, but even more so to the state of Israel.
Okay. So what is the history? I mean, when did these stories of anti-Semitism and his anti-Israel stance become evident?
The anti-Semitism of the Labour Party didn't become evident until Corbyn took over the leadership of the British Labour Party about 3 years ago. In the time he's been there, the membership in the Labour Party has doubled, but at the same time, the anti-Semitism within the Labour Party has come to the surface in the most awful and widespread forms. It goes all the way from the councillors in local authorities, Labour councillors describing Hitler as the greatest man in history, a councillor in Oxford who compared Israel to Nazi Germany, a councillor for Bognor region called Hitler had a point and the Zionists should be put in concentration camps, a councillor in Norfolk circulating Holocaust denial material. All this is going all the way up. We have an expression here in Israel that when a fish rots, it rots from its head and not from its body. And the profile of Corbyn is one that is reeking both of anti-Semitism and Israel hatred. Corbyn, you have to understand, came into the Labour Party from the far left, even the communist side of the political agenda. He was a member, his political home, birthplace, was in what's called the Socialist Workers' Party, which is, in fact, a communist party. Recently, for instance, the Socialist Workers' Party, which is left now because now he's in charge of the Labour Party, the major opposition party in Britain, the Socialist Workers' Party just about 3 months ago were distributing a pamphlet, and on the front cover there was a Star of David intertwined with the swastika. And the name of the pamphlet was Zionism, a racist, anti-Semitic, and reactionary tool of imperialism. You hear all these communist tropes about imperialism, European colonialism, capitalism, which are the three pillars of Corbyn's political agenda. The problem here is that, as I said, Corbyn is on his way to leading the Labour Party to take power in Britain. I mean, today there's going to be a crucial vote in Parliament in which the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is likely to lose. The leading party of the Conservatives are in disarray over Brexit. And if there was a poll today or tomorrow, you could probably find that the Labour Party would win the next election. Now, how does this reflect on Israel? Well, let me quote, for instance, Jeremy Corbyn himself on the 23rd of July, 2014, and I quote, "The UK has a very close relationship with Israel, and it's time that this relationship was brought to an end." A couple of years later, Corbyn said that the creation of Israel was a crime. In 2010, when Hamas was firing hundreds of rockets at us, sure, there was a huge rally in Trafalgar Square, London, in support of Hamas. And Jeremy Corbyn addressed the crowd and said, "The Palestinian cause has become the cause of our time. In our thousands, in our millions, we are all Palestinians." At the recent Labour Party conference in November in Liverpool, the halls where the meetings took place were a mass of waving Palestinian flags. Mm-hmm. you were hard found to find any British flags. Now, at this conference, they decided, they took a vote on which will be the top 10 priority policy issues that the Labour Party have as they proceed towards the next election, which is a few years off, but they had to get their priorities in order. And Palestine was number 4. Palestine was ahead of Brexit. It was also ahead of the National Health Service, the Welfare Service, social care, and local government spending in Britain. In other words, the Labour Party put preference for the needs of the Palestinians, the Palestinian cause, against their own personal and collective and British interests. Corbyn, if he became Prime Minister, would remove Hamas from the list of terror organisations. One of the things that this would mean is that Hamas will be able to use the London banking system to channel money through the British, through London, through Britain, for their terror organisation. Corbyn has also said that he will introduce boycotts and international sanctions against Israel. So this is as serious as it gets.
Barry, can I just ask you, my name is Simon, and I'm listening to you with huge interest. What's his position as regards two states? If he's supporting Hamas, my understanding would be that he would not be pro an Israeli state at all.
Or even BDS. I mean, BDS, yeah. The whole mantra of from the river to the sea,
absolutely.
Palestine will be free. That, you know, the river being the Jordan, the sea being the Mediterranean, the BDS talks about the existence of no Israel. That's what it's about. It's about getting rid of Israel.
Jeremy Corbyn always engages in double talk. I mean, he talks about peace, but he has no intention of doing anything about peace. He said he wants an open dialogue on issue and the Palestinians. The only time really he's been in Israel, he never went to Jerusalem to the Knesset to meet any Israeli ministers to discuss a two-state solution or any solution. But he did go to Hebron and he did go to Ramallah, and in Ramallah he met members of Fatah, and separately he met members of Hamas. In fact, if you know what the founding documents of Hamas says, one of the things it says in its charter, Article 7, "Oh Muslim, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come out and kill him." You know, I write the book Fighting Hamas, BDS, and Anti-Semitism, and I wrote that because in my deep research, you discover that under the veneer of pro-Palestinian activity, there is a deep Jew hatred, anti-Semitism lurking below the surface.
Can I just step in here 1 second? That whole thing about the there's a Jew, there's a hiding behind a rock that you just quoted, that comes from a surah, which is a commentary on the Quran. I just want to put it in perspective for our listeners, because while you're an expert and you know, a lot of people, they don't. So I just want to kind of fill in the gaps. I also want to take the opportunity to say that, you know, while there are some imams and some extremist clerics who might quote that, the great majority don't.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give you another example.
It's not the only such surah, okay. Unfortunately.
Let me tell you this. There is in London, in Britain, an organization called the Islamic Human Rights Council. I question when have Islamists ever done anything beneficial for universal human rights. But let's get back onto the subject. This Islamic Human Rights Council were those that put up the money to send 18,000 people on the streets of London waving Hamas and Hezbollah flags, as I said, in 1910, and they did it again in 1916, every time that Hamas fires rockets into Israeli civilian centers. And again, as I mentioned, Jeremy Corbyn addressed this rally in Trafalgar Square. Well, they have an event in London, right? And a radical imam said that the Jewish state should be wiped off the map.
Yeah.
This, of course, is the same slogan being used by the mad mullahs of Iran. But the point I want to make is that Jeremy Corbyn was there, followed him onto the stage, and instead of criticizing him, said that the Islamic Human Rights Council represents all that is best in Islam. Oh, now, look, I was in October in talking about Corbyn and the threat for Israel in Britain. And as an audience in a North Manchester synagogue, an audience of Jews who are loyal Brits and who support Israel, if Corbyn had ever visited them to tell them that they represent all that is best in Judaism, not likely. Not likely. In Britain, if you're a Brit and wave a Palestinian flag, for the Labour Party think and Corbyn thinks you're supporting a worthy cause. But if you're in Britain and you're Jewish and support Israel, you're accused of dual loyalty, racism, or even worse.
Yeah. Barry, that's where we need to leave it for today. But just very, very quickly, where do we get hold of your book?
Books.
Okay, you can get my book on Amazon. It's in paperback or in Kindle format. And if people want to follow some of my writings, they can go to theviewfromisrael.com. www.theviewfromisrael.com.
Okay. Barry, thank you for your time. It's been interesting, beyond interesting.
And please come back next Tuesday.
Check my diary. I'll do my best. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Barry Shaw.
Shalom from Israel.
Shalom.